Good morning, good morning, good morning. Seems like we've done this before, but it's Community Connection. We've got some great friends in with us here. We have Senator John Ford, and also we have Earl Sears here with us. Earl, you brought friends.
We did. Hey, Tom, again, thank you for allowing us to be here, and to the Potter family, and again, this whole operation that has the Community Connection that allows us to have these type programs to introduce to our community what's going on in the state of Oklahoma. And today, former Senator Ford and I are here to introduce to, it's called Mazie Bartlesville Day. Mike Mazie's running for the state treasurer. Both of Senator Ford and I know him quite well. I had the honor of working with Senator Mazie for several years in regards to putting budgets together in the House of Representatives. And we have a great relationship. He just did a great job, and not only do I, near and dear friend of mine, but I know what he can do and will do for our state treasurer, and I absolutely am here to endorse and encourage the good people of Bartlesville to get behind this man. But I'm going to let Senator Ford take it from there to tell you about this man.
Senator, what you got?
Tom, thanks for having us come in. Every time I'm in this room, it brings back so many great memories, and the thing about your show is people listen to it. Because after the show, people will come up and say, hey, I heard you on Community Connection. It's a great job.
Thank you.
But today, I want to talk a little bit about Mike. And Mike and I are longtime friends. We started running for the state Senate in 2003 for a 2004 election. Mike was kind of an overachiever because Mike knocks on doors. He knocked in his district on 8,000 doors twice. He had four opponents, which is very unusual. And in Oklahoma, unless in the primary, unless one person gets 50%, you have a runoff. Well, Mike, even with four others in his campaign, he got over 50%. So citizens in his district recognize the quality that he brought in representing them in the state Senate. So Mike and I were elected at the same time. We served 12 years together. Mike was chairman of the Finance Committee for 10 of our 12 years. First 2 years, we were in the minority, and there were no Republican committee chairs. Mm-hmm. But during that 10 years, Mike had the opportunity to influence and bring about a lot of needed changes in policies for Oklahoma that are still paying dividends and will be paying dividends for a long time. But with that, I want to turn it over to Mike and let him say some of the things that why he's running for treasurer.
Mike, first of all, welcome. How you doing?
Tom, I'm doing great. Excited to be here. Thanks so much to you, the Potter family, and my good buddies, Earl Sears and John Ford. They were truly two of my very best friends during our time together in the legislature.
Tell us a little bit about Mike the Man, because I think we got to know you a little bit with maybe about a 90 seconds of a video you showed us of your family, and we kind of feel like we know you already.
That's fun to show. My daughter works for Disney down in Florida, and she sent me a little song performance this week. But I always got to talk about my family. My wife and I had a few challenges having kids, so we adopted a daughter from Russia. Some fertility stuff worked out better than expected, and we had triplets. And then we had this leftover crazy frozen embryo story. We did the deal all over again and had kid number five. So that's five kids in 4.5 years. And ever since then, I've learned to be efficient with my money.
Oh, indeedy. Well, congratulations on fatherhood and learning life's lessons all at once there.
Yeah, it's been a grand adventure. And fortunately, the family has always supported the calling that I seem to have for public service and the desire to help the people of Oklahoma. And now with the kids older and out of the house, we're running for the office of Oklahoma State Treasurer. And I'm very excited about the ability to do my part towards our vision that Oklahoma should be a land of promise and opportunity. Our kids and grandkids should be able to pursue growth and prosperity in a state right in the middle of the heartland, where we feel strongly about the conservative values of being good to our neighbors, hard work, liberty, and the freedom to speak our minds on radio and social media.
Now, the work of the Treasury, that's quite a job, but you've already had your hand in some of what the Treasurer does because you've helped develop policy with the governor.
Well, for 10 years, I was chairman of the Oklahoma Senate Finance Committee and then was out of public service for a while. But Governor Stitt asked me to help lead his first couple of years of finance strategy. Mm-hmm. So as his Secretary of Budget for the first 2 years of the Stitt administration, we worked diligently on an overall plan to restrain spending, invest in jobs, and very importantly, get the state savings account up to a higher level. So we were part of the first $1 billion milestone of the state savings account in his first year with the help from our friends in the legislature.
My goodness sakes, a lot of states are going broke, and you helped Oklahoma create a savings fund of $1 billion. That came in kind of handy last year.
You know, when we were talking about the importance of that $1 billion, we said somewhere out there there's going to be a need for this rainy day money, if you will. None of us, of course, imagined COVID and a pandemic, but the money sure came in handy last year. $800 million was used to keep or avoid, I should say, drastic cuts in core services.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, Earl Sears, you work as a legislator. You work pretty good on the budget. And you can tell us a little bit about what it takes for, you know, lawmakers to work with the treasurer.
Well, I will, and it's a very excuse me, Tom. Our state treasurer plays a very, very important role in the state of Oklahoma. Again, he is the safeguard, the person in regards to the budget. We have billions of dollars in any given day that is invested in some kind of CD or long-term mm-hmm. investment funds. But on the same token, our treasurer is the watchdog over bonding of the great state. Legislature may pass $100 million bond for transportation or health care, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But the treasurer, the state treasurer, is very much involved in that in regards to selling those bonds and overseeing how those bonds are properly sold and brought into the state of Oklahoma. And again, there's other key roles that our state treasurer handles is the unclaimed property fund mm-hmm. and the 529 student loan program that has been a resounding success in the state of Oklahoma. But again, they work very closely together in regards to our state treasurer and both the House and the Senate in regards to bringing the budget together and how it. Now, the state treasurer has nothing to do with setting that budget, but once it is set and signed into law by our governor, then I assure you he's instrumental. He or she is instrumental in regards to overseeing all that. And saying all that, again, he had a phenomenal career in the House, in the Senate, along with Senator Ford. But they just, Senator Ford said something that's just resounded with me, and that is, things that we voted on and did back in our time is still paying dividends in our great state. That's a good way to put that, Senator, because that's an absolute fact.
Senator Ford, once again, you know, working on the Senate side with the treasurer, how does this work, and how does this work beneficially for the people of Oklahoma?
Well, there are a lot of interactions between the legislature and the treasurer. But one of the things I think I'd like to mention is the state treasurer is on the Equalization Board. And the critical thing about the Equalization Board, so the treasurer, the governor, the superintendent, state superintendent of schools, I think a couple of others, but they have some meetings prior to the start of the legislature, and it's their responsibility to forecast what they think the income to the state of Oklahoma will be. And they actually set the amount of money that the legislature can appropriate in that coming year. So if they don't do their job correctly, if they foresee wrong, then we could be in a lot of trouble. But that's a nice thing about Mike and his background. I think he has the ability to, as much as anybody, to foresee what the future might be, build in some opportunities, and then that goes to the legislature, and they make the decision of how they want to spend that money.
Now, Mike, we know about how you've worked with state government. You also know what the business climate is like because you have a business yourself. You can work from that perspective as well.
Yes, we're fortunate and blessed to have a small business in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we started that in 1996 with a couple of employees, some clients, and $20 million of assets under management. Today we have over 20 employees and $1 billion of assets under management. And so I have, Tom, spent the last 30 years on financial planning, financial analysis, economic analysis, and that's both been important to the success of protecting and growing money for our customers, but also important to serve the taxpayers of Oklahoma with an understanding of the economic conditions that we face and how we can focus on those policies that will help our job creators be more successful.
That is great. Now, I understand that you might just might have a website.
Oh, yes, my website. New, shiny, and pictures of my good-looking kids and my beautiful wife. Please check out Mike for OKTreasurer.com. And in the radio lingo of the world, that's Mike for OKTreasurer.com.
What's that again? Well, I didn't mean to do that to you, but it is a lot of fun. But you knocked on a lot of doors when you were in that quite contentious Senate race, and now you got the whole state. You're going to be doing a lot of laps, aren't you?
Well, I'm proud to say this is our first stop in our statewide tour. We announced our campaign on Tuesday in Tulsa. Bartlesville is our first day in the life of one of others, Oklahoma cities. We'll be in Oklahoma City next week, and I'm really looking forward to getting all over the state of Oklahoma to all of our cities and counties, meeting people, mm-hmm. talking about the importance of this particular office and how we can advocate for financial responsibility and guarding the taxpayers' dollars.
All righty. I want to thank you for being here. Earl, some last words?
Other than, again, thank you to this whole organization for allowing us to bring Mike Mazey up here to talk mm-hmm. about his race in regards to the state treasurer. And without question, there'll be other people running, but let there be no mistake. This man is well qualified, and he has my complete support, and I'm honored to endorse him.
All right, Senator, your words?
Just absolutely support Mike. I've known him for a long time. We're personal friends, and I know the quality of education, the quality of work ethic that he can do. He will make a difference in the lives of Oklahoman at our next state treasurer. Thank
Earl,
you.
John, and of course, Mike, always great to have you guys in here, and it's nice to meet you.
Tom, great to be here. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate the time.
All right, you've been listening to Community Connection on K1, the one you trust.